You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I like the dichotomy of that intro with the slow song.
Yeah, Sam, we've been doing that for what, like 2 or 3 months? And I always pick like a little sappy slow song.
Mm-hmm.
Great White today. Rarely do we have drums.
Have a great Friday.
We don't even use bad words. She's just saying, have a great Friday, mother.
Right. She loves mothers.
And she wants her mom to have a good Friday. I don't think there's... I want my mom to have a good Friday. Anyway, it is Festivus Friday time, ladies and gentlemen. Yay. 913-586.
Sound more excited.
Yay. 7798. We will get to your grievances here in just a moment. Commander Jesse Reed, you get the honorary first grievance of this week.
Okay. I'm going to make it a twofer, and the first one's going to be real quick. The first one is... all of us as society, let's stop being so easily offended.
Love it.
Easy. Okay. Second one, a little more in depth. If you have like social media, things like that, my grievance is I feel like I know it and I keep doing it, but I know my device is listening to me and I start getting ads for things that I even have conversations about with people. And then suddenly it shows up in all my little social media feeds and they start trying to sell it to me. And if I actually drop the hammer and buy something, then I really get my feed clogged up with that. And I don't understand because I already bought it. You don't need to keep convincing me to buy it.
But they're like
the ads continue to flow in. Like I just bought the lawnmower. I don't need another one.
I buy a lot of Thin Lizzy stuff online.
Yeah.
I get nonstop Thin Lizzy on my feed.
Is there anything left?
No.
I got the socks.
I bought a piece of the lunchbox equipment from Thin a Facebook Lizzie. Ad. And that is now the only Facebook ad that I get.
You bought what?
A piece of workout equipment from a Facebook ad.
Oh,
and
like,
it is now the only Facebook ad that I get.
Do you get it like from different brands?
Nope,
or is
there's
it like,
only one. It's called the Nord Bench. Pretty great piece of equipment.
Is that the one that you can do the G8, the what do you call it, Nordic hamstring stuff
that's,
on?
That's
okay,
it.
Let's not nerd out. Sorry.
All right, let's get to it. 913-5. Why don't you guys go on a
You're
date?
You're welcome, everyone.
Go on a date tonight.
A little bromance.
Talk about all these things. 586-7798. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's get to it, ladies and germs. 913-586-7798. We'll start in North Kansas City. Tristan, you were first in, so you are first up. Hello.
Thank you. It's great to be miserable on this hot and bright day for a redhead like me. Yeah, it's not pleasant. My grievance is with tomatoes, because all my life it was a vegetable, and now people always tell me, no, it's a fruit. Well, riddle me this, folks. If tomato is a fruit, that means ketchup is a smoothie.
Wow.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Tristan, you have been heard. I will send your complaint to the proper authorities.
Marcia in Shawnee. We're not sure if it's east or west, but Marcia, welcome.
Hi, thank you. So my grievance is that I was at a customer service returning something at a major store, and there's this child, 8 or 9 year old little girl, who's just bickering at her mother because she didn't want to do something her mother had asked her to do. And I was, you know, just tired. But anyway, so I finally asked the little girl, I asked if she was out for the summer, and she's like looking at me and she's like, yeah. And I said, when you were in school, could you talk to your teacher like that without getting in trouble? And I thought, my God, her mother is going to throttle me. And her mom just looked at me like, thank you. And so it was kind of cool. So
good.
Gratitude to her mother, but I was really irritated, that little girl. But so, if I may, I would also like to give a shout out to my childhood best friend who turned 60 today, Diane Herman Smith in Odessa. We grew up since we were like way little, which tells my age also. But anyway, you guys are great and thank you. And I hope that mom and her kids have a great summer.
Okay. Well, see, there are some good parents out there, Mr. Reed.
Going for the
All right,
first
good.
Middle and last name on that birthday.
And it's shout out Friday as well.
What's her social security number?
We need an address. Hannah in Blue Springs, hello.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
So my grievance is a little bit late, but graduations, whenever the speaker says, please hold your applause until all the names have been called,
yeah, right.
It doesn't mean that you are the special exception to the rule. and can shout.
Oh, yeah.
More so whenever everybody's shouting after every name being called, then it's no longer special and everybody looks just silly.
That's right. That
point. And it just slows everything down.
You know what else? Can
it slows everything down, and your shouting is right next to my ear. I heard you from across the room. I didn't need to hear you right next to me, too.
You know, can I add to your grievance regarding high school graduations in particular?
Yeah, totally.
The air horn that somehow gets slipped in.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Hannah, are you okay with the cowbell, though?
You know what? The cowbell is kind of towing the line a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
Right on. Hey, have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thank you.
Be safe and be well. Doc, it's been a minute. Calling in from Cameron. Hello.
Hey there. Hey, I was watching the NBA Finals the other night, National Anthem. And now they weren't showing a camera from one end to the other of every single player and every single coach. But they were bouncing back and forth and showing players and coaches and different teams. And during the entire anthem, I didn't see one player with their hand over their heart.
Mm.
And I would solve that. I'd leave them in the locker room till the anthem was over and then bring them out and start the game without player introductions.
Yeah, there's a bigger problem at play here, and I think it's an image problem for the NBA.
Why are they not putting their hands over their hearts?
I think there's been more of a rash. It kind of goes back to the NFL where you had a lot of people kneeling during the national anthem, and there's still kind of this, you know, and I think the NFL did a pretty good job of weeding that out, but there's still, I think the NBA is suffering from a little bit of an image problem where the players are allowed to really get on their soapbox in that way.
But I will say this, it's not exclusive to the NBA.
It's not.
Watch an NFL game on any given Sunday, and when they're doing the anthem, they'll pan the sidelines, and there'll be players with both of their four fingers on each hand tucked inside their shoulder pads.
Do they look like they're still in a reverent sort of state, though?
Hands not over the heart.
There was the, I can never say his name, the guy for the Spurs, their star player, was arms crossed the other night.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't pronounce his name either.
Yeah.
Wemba.
Victor, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Henry in Lee's Summit. Hello, Henry.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've just got a few things. I'm not on the road a lot, and I'm just kind of getting tired of how nasty people are to each other on the roads. You know, they just lay on their horns if you're not turning quick enough. You know, people are cutting each other off and just following basic road rules, just pulling up way past the line, just being nasty in general to each other. You know, we don't really need that right now. I see it a lot, and it's just really upsetting. And the other thing is just people not really taking care of like their property. I live in town and there's just a lot of people that just don't even mow their grass and, you know, just let their places fall apart. And we don't have the most money, but we keep our grass mowed and, you know, keep the gutters up on our house. And just doesn't seem that hard to be a decent person and a decent neighbor and just be kind to one another.
Mm. All right, brother.
Kind of sounds like the broken window syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let's go to Dustin in Lake Jacomo. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I've made a quick little list. I want to run through this real quick. First, we had Bannister Mall in the early 90s. Then it was Westport in the early 2000s. Independence Center's a ghost town. The Plaza's a ghost town. Santa Caligon Days is locked down like a prison. World's of Fun's a mess. Yeah, then you had the melee at Lee's Summit Water Park. Then the melee at Blue Springs Water Park. Then you had the shooting at the Chiefs Parade. Then we had Downtown Days. And really the problem is what I'm having a problem with is this code word when everybody's saying teens. When actually it's not teens, it's aggressive, violent, black youth. And 98.1 and all the rest of the stations across the United States of America are feeding into the problem, but they're not stating what the real problem is.
I will say this. I take your criticism. That's fine. I was not at Lee's Summit Downtown Days, and I never saw any video from it. I'm not going to say something I don't know to be true or factual. You know? Bannister Mall was in trouble long before I was old enough to drive out there. I don't know. I'll tell you this. I have called it out when it involved the Plaza because there was plenty of video and I said, where are these kids' parents? And I said, and I got in trouble with some prominent black people in town. I said, there is a problem in the inner city where these kids are being dropped off at the corner, what used to be the J.C. Nichols fountain. And they're just basically their parents are letting the Plaza be their babysitter. And I did say what the race was of every kid just about every kid on the plaza during those summers of trouble. So I'll take your criticism. It's fair. No, it's unfair. I beg your pardon. But I haven't seen the video from Downtown Days. I can't say what I don't know.
I have seen it.
Okay.
It's bad.
Okay. All right. 913-586-7798 here on Festivus Friday. Let's go to Chrissy in Leawood. Chrissy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you. Go ahead.
My grievance is people at the airport, and there's two parts. The people who, right when the plane lands, stand up and try to go to the front of the plane.
Preach.
Mm.
And it's just everybody's first day on Earth at the airport. They act like they don't know how to do anything.
Like getting drunk in the bar at 6 a.m. or something?
Exactly.
Wait, so what do you do when they stand up and start muscling past you? Do you say something?
Yeah, of course. I stand up and I'm like, where are you going?
Going to the exit.
So my dad has this story. He traveled, I think he was going somewhere in India. And, you know, that culture over there is, as soon as the seatbelt sign comes off, everyone is just cramming. And it actually slows things down.
Of course it does.
He was sitting in the aisle seat once, and the two people, you know, in the middle and window seat were looking at him like, why aren't you getting up and pushing your way forward? And my dad, who's a savvy traveler, was like, well, you wait your turn. And they started to try to crawl over his lap and had to, like, shove him back and say, no,
oh,
you're going to wait. Yeah. They were literally crawling over his lap.
You're not getting out any faster.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, you're right. You're slowing everything down.
You're slowing it down. Yeah.
By the way, as somebody who has been a pilot before, is there any rhyme or reason to why it takes, even when you do it orderly, why it takes so long to get off the plane?
I mean, there's always inevitably someone who's just slower than others. You know, there's like the sweet old lady that needs some help getting her bag down.
Or move, Gramps.
Like tie my scarf around my shoulders.
The other problem is people will look for overhead space, mm-hmm. and they'll put a bag, you know, five rows back. And then they're sitting there muscling their way backwards.
No, if your bag is behind you, you sit and wait until everybody else is off.
Yeah. Mm. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Lucas in Leavenworth. Hello, Lucas.
Hey, how are you doing, Scott? Thank you.
Doing well. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. I do have a gratitude. My gratitude today is going to be my teenage children. I have three of them from the ages of 13 all the way to 18. But on the flip side of that, they're also going to be my grievance because they lack common sense, and it just drives me absolutely nutty.
Give us an example.
So the other day, and these are not even my children, I was at the store the other day and I asked for a simple product, Homo Depot to be exact. And, the kid there looked at me like I was crazy, like he didn't even understand. And then he was something like a wrench. And so I don't know. I don't know what we're teaching kids nowadays. And I used to be an admin, so I'm at a loss, but that is my grievance for today.
All right, my friend, you are in.
I've seen a lot of people that are at their jobs and don't know anything about their job.
Yeah, you're looking at him.
It reminds me of that Parks and Rec. Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
I've never seen an episode of my life.
There's a guy, Ron Swanson, for people out there who've seen it.
I know who Ron Swanson is. The actor? Or is that the character?
That's the character in there, but he's like a real do-it-yourselfer. And it shows a scene of him walking through like a big box store for do-it-yourself stuff. And the guy comes up like, excuse me, sir, can I help you? And he cuts him off and he goes, I know more than you do.
Chris in Lenexa. Hello, Chris.
Hello. So I have two grievances. The first grievance is with the Johnson County Transit is running the free airport shuttle up to the airport, and they made the poor decision to stop running the shuttle at 6 o'clock on Sunday nights. Sunday nights are one of the busiest times up at the airport. People are returning from vacation because mm-hmm. they got to go to work on Monday. And so, like, for instance, I'm going on vacation here next month, I'm not going to be able to use the free shuttle because I don't get back into Kansas City until 9 p.m. So that's the first one. The second one is with Sam. 3 or 4 weeks ago, Sam played Proud to Be an American, and I have PTSD on that because that was the song that my drill instructor used on his boombox while he proceeded to mash us into the ground on PT.
Well, if you don't have PTSD from your boot camp / drill instructor experience, then they weren't doing it right. So that's good.
Hey, Chris, I need you to drop and give me 50. Oh, 50 more.
50 more.
How fast do you think he's doing those push-ups, bro?
Not fast enough. Well done, Sam.
Sam, you are going to burn
John in the spot.
Hell. Wow. Andy in Lenexa. Andy, hello.
Hi, guys. Hi. So my grievance is a little odd. It's kind of with the lack of interest in car shows here around Kansas City. There's a lot of us here local in the community that have put a lot of time and effort and work into getting cars put together and, you know, shined up for the community and the public. And it's interesting, over the last several weeks, there just hasn't been very much turnout. You know, it's not like car shows cost a lot of money. Most of them are actually free. And it just seems like the public is not really attending in any kind of you know, depth to come out and see what we've got to show.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you think it's as somebody who's clearly deeply involved in local car shows, do you think it's a lack of interest, or is there a lack of attention/advertising?
Sometimes I wonder if it's the advertising side. And Sam had kind of asked the same question when he was screening. And I don't know about you, Scott. There's a place that I go online, which is the Kansas City Auto Museum, and they've got an event finder that I use to kind of pick and choose where I'm going to end up going. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we love seeing the kids. In the mornings, it's not hot. Some of your afternoon stuff this time of year is going to get pretty toasty. But, you know, bring the family out and come see some of the car shows and you know, make a couple hours of it and just spend some time with the kids and, you know, point and look around. It doesn't have to be, you know, an all-day event for you guys, for the kids and the family.
Okay. Well, good luck on the next one, Andy. I appreciate your call, man. Real quick, Shane in Olathe. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. I guess first I'd tell Chris just to breathe and focus since he's in the fetal position right now.
Sorry.
Commander Jesse Reed, I appreciate you bringing back the memory of the pink granulated powder for soap.
Oh, thank you.
That was PSD. My grievance is actually for traffic stops. You know, this needs to be a new, you know, traffic stops can be a thing for your homeowners, because it's not the people who are getting pulled over. On I-35 today, there were people slamming on their brakes, you know, because they think they're going to either get pulled over themselves or they have to look over to maybe be a hero in case that cop needs help. Look, as a former officer, I'm concentrated on what I'm doing with the traffic stop. Unless you're driving 100 miles an hour with a severed head outside your car with your car on fire, that guy's not paying attention to you. Just slow down, be careful, and go.
Right on, man. Thank you for the laugh.
Oh, I left my severed head at home.
Commander Jesse Reed, Sam Stevie III.
Y'all are in rare form today.
These are good grievances today, man. These are really good. Sam Stevie III, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Let's say, who's next? Janae in Lee's Summit. Janae, good afternoon. Welcome. Hello.
Hi. Happy Friday, guys.
Same Happy Friday.
I have a grievance and a gratitude. My grievance is, well, I live in Lee's Summit. Lee's Summit is, I love living here. I live in a neighborhood where my family's Black. There's one other Black family in the neighborhood, but everyone that speaks is kind to each other. My son cuts my neighbor's yard. She's a teacher. My daughter goes to church with the girls down the street. I just feel like downtown days, I was ticked off too, knowing that these ignorant kids caused this tradition to go away. But at the same time, these Summit people, we're better than that. The racial slurs, we don't need that right now. I understand you're mad. I get it. But it's just heartening to see the comments that people have put on the Facebook post about it, and the mayor himself had his family threatened, and he's the brother of Lisa Gavon Lopez, who died in a cheese parade. And so he doesn't need that stress. So I'm just asking to tone down the racial slurs, please. But my gratitude is my 10-year-old daughter now successfully can swim in 12 feet of water. So I have checked off a life skill for her.
Good
so
for you.
You guys have a good weekend.
Good for her.
Yeah. Hey,
you take care.
Thanks, Jeanette. Thanks for the gratitude also. I think we need more of that.
There are some people who disagree with you, Commander Reed.
There are some.
Yes, and Sam's about to play one here in just a second.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Nobody has time for that. If you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
That was during Festivus Friday after about three gratitudes in a row. If you're enjoying your life, keep it to yourself. Nobody has time for that.
Wow. We need more of that. Not that response. We need more gratitude.
CJ in Independence. Hello, CJ.
Hi, what's going on, Scott? Haven't talked to you for a while.
Well, it's good to talk to you.
Hey, my grievance is, and it's a stupid one because I could go to self-checkout, right? But I go to the market all the time, and people who take more than 10 items in the 10-item line and get like 15 items and stuff, oh, those bat rastards just piss me off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't take it. And then, you know, I just one time, I want the lady behind the counter, right, to say, all right, you got 10, we stop, put everything else back. Yeah, it drives me nuts. I hate those bat rastards.
Okay. All right, goodbye.
Can I say this was more enjoyable with your accent as well? Just, it was a better grievance.
Even better was at the end when he mixed up rat bastards with
I think that
rastards.
Was intentional. He was trying to be FCC compliant.
He did that on purpose.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah. Sarah in Overland Park. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you all doing today?
We're doing well.
Excellent.
Good. So I have a smile. I live in the land of roundabouts, and there is one roundabout that has a sign that says, truckers may use aprons. And all of I can think about is a big, buffy tractor trailer driver getting out and having an apron on every time I go by that one roundabout. So
right.
Maybe they could word it better, but that's what it is.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm a boomer, so I may get hit for this. But for my second job where I go, I drive by a parochial school, and for kid drop-off in the morning and kid pick-up in the evening, people block one side of the road. There's no way an emergency vehicle can get there. And when I go to my primary job, I hit it the same way with going by an elementary school and a middle school with the children drop-off and children pick-up. So I'm a boomer. My mom made me walk home from school. I'm sure she picked me up at some point in time, but I guess it just doesn't seem very safe, and it doesn't just seem very kind to take up all the road and just be sitting there to drop off your child. So I know you both have children, so if you have anything to say, that's great.
Well, I'll be honest, I'm a little bit confused by the second grievance regarding the drop-off and stuff.
I know what she's talking about.
Can you
Yeah, people are parking out on like the main street outside of a school and just blocking traffic instead of getting in the line. And it just, people who are just trying to pass by get stuck. Yeah.
My kids are 20.
Oh, come on.
25 and 21. And I have not done the drop-off line in many, many years. And I don't miss it.
I was going to say, do you miss it? No.
Should I inform Sarah that you forgot how old she was? Or
I was doing the math in my head. I wanted to make sure I got it right. She just had a birthday last month. I mean, come on, give me a break.
It was one of those days last month. I don't remember which day.
Pam.
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, I forgot to say I do have a gratitude, and it's for you, Scott.
A gratitude for me?
I appreciate all of your trivia that you do.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, Scott.
Thank you.
So, anyway, my grievance is with the fellows at work. I work in mainly a building full of men, and I do a lot of paperwork and deal with a lot of customers, but I work upstairs. So every time they need something, they expect me to print out the piece of paper upstairs and run it down the stairs to them, where they're all sitting on their phones, laughing, joking, having a Coke and a smile. And I no sooner get back up to my desk and my phone's ringing, they need me to print something else out. They've got the exact same thing that I do. They can print it and get up, put their phone down, and go get it off the printer.
Let me ask you a quick question. Do you think they're playing with you?
No, I think they're just lazy.
Mm.
And do they have authority over you?
Well, I've been there longer than they have, a lot longer. And I don't know. I think they're just downright lazy.
Well, here's the deal, Pam. If they don't have authority over you, the answer the next time they call down is get it yourself.
Yeah, I might try that one because today was pretty ridiculous. I've done I think my last count was about 45 flights of steps. Mm.
You said you like the trivia?
Yes, I do. I love it.
Well, may God bless you.
I live for it.
Well, may God bless you. What day do the most serious car crashes happen on? What day of the week? What day of the week? Most serious car crashes.
Monday?
Mm-hmm. The answer is Saturday.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call.
That concludes this segment of Old Man Scrolling on Facebook.
That reminds me of when I ask the kids, I'm like, I'll tell one of them, hey, go downstairs to where the other bedroom is. Go tell your sister that dinner's ready. And my kid sitting next to me will just go, Ainsley, dinner's ready. Oh. I could have done that myself.
Why don't you just call up there? Does the kid have a cell phone?
Yeah, but...
Instilling responsibility.
Go downstairs and tell your sister because, yeah, anyway.
Okay. Sweet Barb in Odessa. Hello, Barb.
Hi, sweetheart. You're not sick or anything, are you? I mean, you were off the other day, and I never found out why you were off. You okay?
Just taking the day off, Barb.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to have a duplicate on something the lady said a while ago because I was going to say it anyway. I love the trivia. I think it's just a wonderful. I tell you, I love all of it. I think it's educational, and it's inspiring to listen to. And the other thing is, I wondered if you could please tell me, I got 187 calls on my phone from this stupid phone card thing from Social Security, and I blocked them, and they still call me. Do you have any suggestions what I could do?
Okay, here's the deal.
Mm.
Let me go first, and then let Commander Reed go after me. That is not Social Security.
It's a scam.
It's a scam, Barb, because if you block them and they're still calling you, they've just switched over to another one of their phone numbers. The reason they keep calling you is you answered the phone. They know they've got a live one here, and
I quit answering the phone, and they still call me.
Well, you need to stop. And I don't give advice, but if I did, you need to stop answering calls you don't recognize.
Well, I don't usually. I'm not kidding you. Today I didn't answer the phone, only for my son. And I got 15 calls today.
You might want to consider going and getting a new phone number.
Yeah, that's what I figured you was going to say. And the other thing I want to say real quick, I just want to say this. Sam's parents should be very proud of him because he's the finest young man I've ever seen. And I'm not blowing smoke. Mm-hmm. I'm just paying a compliment because both of you, I've always said a nice thing to you and Dana, but he is a very nice person.
I agree with you on that.
Thank you so much, Barb. I appreciate it.
Do you have any advice about fake Social Security calling her 187 times?
Yeah, they're never going to reach out to you like that. I mean, yeah. And then, also I actually answer the phone and just mess with them. So it usually gets them to stop calling me.
I scream bad words at them and tell them that they're blaming.
Don't give them any information about you. Don't tell them your birthday. Don't tell them anything.
Don't even tell them your name. And Barb, hang on. One more thing. Barb.
Yeah.
All right. One more thing. Jesse's right. Don't ever give him your name. Don't give him any information. Don't tell him how old you are. And never use the word YES.
Well, I know, but I told him I was 115 and she hung up on me.
Okay. Well, don't ever use the word YES. That's what they're looking for.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye. Lucy in Lee Summit. Hello, Lucy.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Same.
So I've got this neighbor over here, and he's got two arms, but he's mowing the grass with one arm, and he's looking at his phone. He's scrolling.
on his other hand. And I just wish that people would take time to pay attention to where they're at and enjoy being outside a little bit more.
Great, great call. That's a good one. The only time I ever mowed with one arm was when the neighbors next door, and it was a chain link fence, got two mastiffs. And these giant, they're not dogs.
Bears.
They're beasts.
They're animals. They're crazy monsters. And they would both jump up on top of the chain link fence as I'm mowing up against the fence line. And I mean, they got slop. They look like the dog in Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch, yeah. Shoelaces hanging out of their mouths.
And just, I'm having to, thank God it was a self-powered mower. And I'm just like standing on the far right side trying not to be eaten. They're not dogs. I'm telling you right now.
The only time I've mowed one-armed is when I had my arm in a sling.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
I mow one arm all the time.
Because you're a stud.
It's a riding lawnmower.
okay. 913. Commander Jesse Reed, Sam Stevie III. My name's Scott here on KMBZ. All right, let's wrap up. Sam has one grievance, and then I have something I'd like to say to the audience real quick.
They have since paved two more streets in Waldo and have yet to pave my road. They have now paved every single street in Waldo except for mine. Can you just pave it already? Just pave it.
And get the cockroaches off of it. Real quick, you know, when Dana first joined the show 15 years ago or so, and I've believed this since the show launched 20 years ago, I have always emphasized being real, being authentic, trying as best you can to be honest. And I have been authentic. I've been real, but I haven't always been honest. And everyone who listens to the show and everybody affiliated with the show here in the building knows that I have struggled with alcohol for many years of my adult life. And I had gotten sober and just felt great. Just felt great. Everything in my life was going perfectly. I had a relapse recently. And I'm sober at this very moment. Sam knows that. I proved it to him. But I did have a relapse. And if it wasn't for my brother and Sam and Dana coming to my house on Wednesday morning, I probably would still be in relapse. I have decided that I need help, that I can't do this by myself. So I will be stepping away from the microphone for about 30 days. And we'll be in a city not far from here, getting the help that I need to fix the problem. You know, I have a friend who says, my life is my fault. My life is my fault. And he's right. He's absolutely right. And I need help to get out of the situation that I have sadly put myself in. And again, as I mentioned, I'm going to be stepping away for about 30 days. I would appreciate your prayers and your thoughts. It's not as fun as it looks. and that's it. If you could pray for me and just ask the boss upstairs to guide my thoughts and everything, I'd really appreciate it.
I love you, brother.
Love you too, man. And I'll see you both in 30 days.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Godspeed.
Have a good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.